leading off with the big story of the day. Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and Dina.
There's me walking in the crib and everything.
I gotta just start off by correcting my guy, Brandon Stokely, a little bit. Unless you got anything you want to just start on Brandon Stokely.
No, I'll let you go in on him. I mean, usually it's him and I going toe-to-toe.
I know.
If you got something, go for it.
Justin Gaethje is fighting this weekend.
Yes.
And I know he's an underdog to Khabib.
That's right.
Stokely said, well, what do you go to? He went to Colorado State. No. Justin Gaethje is a bear.
Bears be walking in the crib and everything.
From University of Northern Colorado.
That's right.
UNC.
See, even UNC folk don't want to be compared to CSU.
That's right.
Bears be walking in the crib and everything.
That's right. He's a bear.
They got more in common than you think.
That's right. Justin Gaethje, a proud bear. Fear the claw.
Yeah, Fighter Island, man.
He's out there at Fighter Island.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think he's a pretty strong underdog in this match. It would be awesome to see him pull it off.
Yeah, but when you live off the tough, mean streets of Greeley, you can do anything.
Bears be walking in the crib and everything.
Shot myself a goose or two out there in Greeley.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where in Greeley did you shoot a goose?
Oh, no. I go up there almost every year. Yeah.
In Greeley?
Or it's on the outskirts?
Outskirts of Greeley. Yeah, I've been to Greeley quite a few times now, but I'm only kind of
not right in Greeley, but on the outskirts, yeah. Probably 12, 15 minutes away.
Oh, okay. Not in just some random parking lot where a cruise happened.
I mean, bears be walking in the crib and everything.
Yeah, I wasn't hanging out in the Bears football field.
Yeah, go Gaethje. Colorado State, come on now. Come on, Stoke. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You know, I'm bundled. I got my Uggs on today.
I saw them. Is that what those are?
Yeah, Ugg boots. Me and Tom Brady. I mean, I figure if Tom can pull them off, I can pull them off. So
they look comfortable.
They're amazing. One of the best Christmas. I got them, I think, two Christmas ago. My wife gave them to me. You want me to pop?
Well, they look like snowboard boots.
Here you go.
Look at that. Wow.
Live stream.
Those
check
are
them out.
Straight up Uggs.
Ugg boots, baby.
Wow.
I'm actually.
Do you even have socks on? Or?
No. I mean, that's the beauty of it.
You don't wear socks?
No. I mean, you want your fur, you want that fur to feel nice on your feet, you know?
All right.
Yeah. It's a little bit sweaty.
A little sweaty?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Uh-huh. That was a Christmas present?
Yeah. A couple years ago, wife gave them to me. They were awesome. But no, you know what?
I got to be honest with you. You're the only person I know that owns a pair of Uggs.
My first pair of Uggs that I ever owned came as a Christmas gift, not from my wife, but from Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins gave me a pair of Uggs for Christmas.
Feels like story time.
That's right.
What's the story?
Well, he just gave me a pair of Uggs for Christmas. I mean, that's the story.
Did he give the entire offensive line Uggs for Christmas?
I mean, I don't want to brag, but, you know, like we had a good friendship, you know.
Really? Just like, hey, Tyler, here you go. Just me to you.
Yeah, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Special little present.
I got to admit, I really don't buy Christmas presents for friends. I really don't.
Well, have you ever had a friend, like, protect you for a living? No, I'm kidding. He bought it for the whole offensive line.
Oh, okay.
Of course he didn't buy it just for me. That would be weird. That would be weird.
I agree. That's why I had an eyebrow raised. All right, hold on. Did he have an endorsement deal with Uggs, or
no,
did he just do it?
That's funny you ask that, because one time, my man RG3, he organized a early morning gifting, where the offensive line, hey guys, show up a little bit early in the morning, and I got a nice little Christmas present for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we show up, we're pretty excited about it, thinking we might be getting an ATV, like maybe a golf cart, I don't know.
Wow.
I mean,
okay.
You know, we're seeing all these other quarterbacks give away some pretty awesome things. Mm-hmm. So we get up bright and early, show up to the facility, there's camera crews rolling, we're like, man, this is it.
Here we go.
You know what, I'm actually getting a Bentley. I don't know what
here
I'm getting,
go.
But I'm getting a Bentley. Got a pretty sweet Xbox One that was his sponsor that he got for free that he gave to us and he was getting paid to do a commercial for.
Ouch. What do you think, guys? Did everybody was, oh.
Everybody was just like,
yeah, thanks.
All right, well, I'll take the Xbox, but like, what are you buying for
us?
Nice. What are you buying?
What was the answer to that question?
A foam roller.
Okay.
That's a true story. It's all true.
A foam roller.
Yeah, I still use it.
Well.
It vibrates and everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a fancy foam roller.
Yeah, you got to plug it in.
What should a quarterback spend on his offensive line per gift? What should the cost be?
I don't know. I mean, it's got to be something decent, though, right?
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something decent. Like an Xbox, that would actually been a really cool present.
Let me ask you this.
Had he paid for those Xboxes right. And had it not been like a paid advertisement.
Does every quarterback you know have some sort of assistant or marketing sort of person or their agent has somebody, something like that? Meaning, does the quarterback really have to go to the store and pick it out, or can he just say, hey, make this happen for me?
No, I think they've all got that person.
They all have that person, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Vaughn got, like, wine for everybody, remember the year, like, Vaughn just bought, like, wine for the entire NFL?
Yeah.
1 year?
Yeah.
This wasn't Vaughn doing it, right? I mean, Vaughn's got people.
I think he gave us, like, an engraved whiskey the Super Bowl year.
Nah, that's cool. I mean, to Vaughn's credit, he's always had something like that going on. But, you know, I mean, listen, you got people. Tyler, you got people. It's just more of a, you know, hey, this is what are we doing for Christmas? Get it done and
that's
okay.
Right. That's right.
And then the people do it.
Uh-huh.
They're not doing it. Well,
I just want to know that you're not getting paid to give it to me. That's all.
That's my point. Like, you're just asking somebody to spend your money for you.
Right, right.
But RGD3 didn't even do that.
Well, not exactly.
He had his sponsorship just bring it over.
Right. Right.
Listen, at least there was something, you know.
At first we weren't like all onto it, like what was going on. We weren't fully sure why there was like a camera crew there. And, you know, at first we're like, all right, that's pretty sweet. Then we like connected the dots. We're like, why were there cameras there? And then we turned on ESPN and we saw that Russell Wilson gifts the entire offense Xboxes courtesy of Microsoft. And we're like, oh,
gotcha.
Got it. Got it.
Richie, what's the nicest thing that I've got you for the holidays?
Like a crisp high five.
Yeah, because we don't do that here. You don't just give, I mean, I don't know, man. Am I really out of it? Do people just get like your friends?
No, I've never bought a friend. Actually,
you don't do that, do you?
I've bought gag gifts for friends on Christmas.
I could see you bringing over a bottle of wine or something like that, or, you know, work sort of friends, something like that. But just like friends? Like, here's your Christmas present? I don't know, guys. Don't hold your breath.
Just saying, if you're hating on my Uggs, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, your Uggs look great.
Yeah.
Your Uggs look great.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got big feet.
I do.
How'd you like Daniel Jones last night?
It was
that was awesome.
Unbearable to watch.
That was so funny. I mean, it was so great.
From the 12, Jones keeps, gets a block, takes off, and he is gone. Trying to stay upright, and he trips. Absolutely all alone, and he trips. Going to the end zone and ends up carrying it as it is for 80. What a walking touchdown, and he tripped himself.
It was unbelievable.
I was texting with an unnamed NFL strength coach, okay? And I got a professional breakdown on what happened here, okay? Classic case of his legs drifting too far back and his hips and his torso are over. It had all to do with mechanics.
Okay.
Mm. So that's what happened, in case anybody was wondering. It was just a classic case of mechanics.
His upper body was running faster than his lower body?
Right. Yeah.
It was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen. I mean, I get it that Decker's been tripped up by the turf monster before, but that was like preposterous.
I'm just going to say, I do not believe for one second that was the fastest quarterback in the NFL.
How about that?
Not for one second do I believe that.
How about those numbers?
I mean, you're telling me that he's faster than Tyreek Hill? That's what that said.
Well, but like who gets to run unabated like that, just in a straight line?
Lots of people. Lots of people. There's no way that Daniel Jones was the fastest quarterback.
A quarterback. Yeah, but what other quarterback has had just an open runway to the end zone?
Kyler Murray?
An open runway? Really?
Sure.
He doesn't have to pivot or dodge or dip, dive, duck, dodge? He doesn't have to do any of that?
Listen, if you believe that, you're special kind of crazy.
Daniel Jones is faster than Kyler Murray.
No, I think you are. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, heck no. I couldn't believe he was as fast as he was. I mean, dude, there was nobody within 20 yards of him. That was one of the most unreal. It was officially the world's greatest play call. Let's just start there. And it was just amazing to watch him I wonder if I can do this. Hold on.
From the 12, Jones keeps, gets a block, takes off, and he is gone. Trying to stay upright, and he trips. Absolutely. Zone and ends up carrying.
Hey, I got a game for you. I'm going to play the Spanish call of it. Try to figure out where he falls down, even if you don't speak Spanish. Yeah. Here we go.
Por tierra, otra vez, pero el engaño es con Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones se quiere ir. Se puede ir. Y se fue. No.
Right there. There it is. There it is.
Fue. No. El balón. Fue.
Oh my God, that is just. The game was fun. It was an interesting game last night because the debate was on at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was actually watching both at the same time.
I was mostly watching the debate, flipping back to the game every now and then. But, I missed the best parts of that game because I was flipping back and forth for the majority of it. And then it looked like it was all over. And I flipped on a show.
Oh, so you came up on the game?
I did. Yeah. I missed the grand comeback there.
It was, it was a little of a heartbreak moment. You know, when your season is just going wrong, bad things happen to you.
Right.
And when Evan Engram, who has...
Wait, for which team?
Well, this was for the Giants, right? Because they both stink. I get it. But the Giants are a little, stinkier than the Eagles. And Evan Engram, if he catches that ball, and I'm telling you, he catches that ball 9 out of 10 times. I was stunned he didn't catch the pass that essentially would have ended the game. They could have taken knees and be done with it.
We've got a request for the Iron Eagle version.
Oh, do we have the Iron Eagle version? Is that the radio call? All right. I and I went to school together.
Is that right?
You know that? We're in the same,
Man, you guys are just like, you guys are like the Hall of Fame 5 class.
The Syracuse?
Yeah.
Oh, it's no joke.
Yeah.
Hall 5. Keep going.
Oh.
Are you kidding? Come on now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, buddy.
Does he know who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. We've stayed, I'm relatively, when he's in town or whatever, say hi.
Sure.
We're not that close. We don't go out to dinner or anything.
Yeah, now the truth.
Oh, you don't think he knows who I am?
I'm just asking a question.
He knows who I am. Tarico knows who I am. Kind of a big deal. Who else from that? Howard Denaroff knows who I am, but no, you don't know who he is.
You're right.
He runs Westwood One, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
He is the guy, behind-the-scenes guy. Daryl Johnston does not know me. You keep going.
It's Mike Evans. Does he know you?
Mike Evans and I didn't know each other in college. That was the crazy part. And we were in the same class. We were there at the exact same time. We have a lot of the same friends, but Mike took a very weird path.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we ended up at the same place basically. But I'm watching the game, and we're gonna try something here. I guess it's a little bit of a game, Richie. You got this? But Brooke Pryor from ESPN's NFL Nation had this idea. if you look at tweets, because the presidential debate and the game were on at the exact same time. So the presidential debate was, of course, interesting because the first debate was a train wreck, right? Talk about just, you know. And then you had an NFL game between the Giants and the Eagles, who are who both stink. So the concept is, if you looked at tweets, could you tell if they were about the game or the debate?
I like it. I like it.
What do you got there, Richie? And so we gotta judge if this is... Oh, yeah, a little music. I like it.
All right.
All right, let's see if you guys can guess which one this was about. You have got to be kidding
me. Can you start over with a better game show voice?
All right, we are here. First tweet of the day. You have got to be kidding me. That just happened.
I'm going to say that was about the game and Daniel Jones. Only because there just really wasn't a moment like that during the debate. Tyler?
No, that was definitely about the debate.
Mm. You think that was about the debate?
Yeah.
And any particular moment
debate? Now we're getting into dangerous territory. When I start analyzing where that came from in the debate, now it's getting dangerous.
I'll say it was the game. Tyler says debate. What was it?
It was about the debate.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it was about the debate?
It was. Somebody was very excited, apparently, about something that was said or a response.
Do we know what they were talking about?
I don't know. Oh. I just took it from Twitter.
Well, that would probably get us in trouble, so. All right, Tyler's won. D-back nothing. 1-0,
Tyler.
Want
the coffee on this?
Hell yeah!
Huh? Okay, I'm already up on the nothing.
Well, wait a second.
Let's go. No, you already accepted it.
Wait a second.
You already accepted it.
All right. I'm making a bet where I'm...
That's a dumb bet.
Go ahead. What's the next one?
The worst part about this is someone has to win.
Well, that's got to be the game.
Oof.
Two terrible teams, and there's no definitive winner ever in a debate, is there?
Depending
what network you watch, I suppose.
I'm going to go with the game.
Well, all you have to do is... All right. And...
That one was actually about the debate as well.
No! Oh!
It was.
Oh my God. All right. Still 1-0 Tyler.
This is the most 2020 thing I have ever watched.
Definitely about the game.
Uh-huh. I feel like it's about the game too, but I'll just say the debate because I'm down 1.
Now you're down 2-0.
Well, and?
It's about the game.
Come on. What are you doing?
Is this one worth 2?
you want to start adding bonus?
No. Well, for this one, yeah.
No, right, sure. I do not agree.
Okay, fine. The lack of awareness here is astonishing.
Oh, man.
That was definitely about Carson Wentz. 100%.
Say it again?
The lack of awareness here is astonishing.
Carson Wentz.
I'll say it's the debate. Tyler says game.
It was the debate.
Oh, what do you know? You're only down by 1.
2-1.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but wow, this is awful.
I'm going to say that's the debate because the game was actually pretty good. The game was back and forth and it was pretty interesting all the way to the end.
I mean, I'm just going to be a smart gambler right now and go with the debate.
Right. Now you can just ride out the storm. Go ahead. What was it?
Well, you're both wrong. This was about
the game.
It was early on in the game. It had to do with a couple of early turnovers and Carson Wentz was playing bad.
Game is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. All right. Any more?
Yeah, I got a couple more.
All right, go ahead.
Dang it. I thought it was over.
You have to go first the rest of the time.
I went first the last two.
I just went first that time.
Before that, I went 2 in a row. So you get one more or you have to go first.
This is a night that will live in infamy.
Mm. Jeez. I didn't think that would apply to either thing.
Debate.
Twitter's an emotional place.
Debate.
I'll say game. I want to get back in it.
It was the game.
Oh!
We got a tie ball game.
It was from a Giants fan after the game.
Oh! All right, this should be the last one. Make it a good one.
How did we get to this point?
Oh. I mean, that feels so obvious. Debate.
I'm fun. I'll say game.
It was the debate.
Yes! Winner! Buy me another coffee like you always do because you suck at gambling.
That's no doubt about that. Go Bears. Water cooler. Adam Schefter. Put it in the ledger. You know, that's coffees for all you guys. Happy holidays, by the way. There you go.
You're welcome.
Not to you, to these two. To those guys. Adam Schefter, is he unethical in fantasy football? Aha! Stick around for this next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's time to take a trip to the water cooler.
Is this good for the company?
We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Did you see the memo about this?
We find it's always better to fire people on a Friday.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Here's Tyler and D-Mac.
What would you say you do here?
Never be in a fantasy football league with Adam Schefter. Maybe that's the lesson from this story. And we'll ask Adam about it next Tuesday when he's on with us. But our guy Shifty broke the news that Antonio Brown was eligible for reinstatement on week 8. And here come the Seahawks perhaps taking a run at him. What does that got to do with fantasy football? Well, Matthew Berry, another guy, Tyler, Syracuse guy, worked at the same radio station.
Nice.
Back in college. Matthew Berry, who officially was like, I couldn't believe he even liked sports. But Matthew Berry.
Okay. Good to know. Thanks.
Mm-hmm, posted a picture of his fantasy league he's in with Schefter. And that Schefter added Antonio Brown to his fantasy football team before the announcement came out that teams were interested in him.
Hold on. What are the timestamps? Give me the timestamps.
Schefter added Antonio Brown at 12:13 p.m.
Okay.
And his original tweet regarding Brown's availability came out at 2 p.m.
Oh, now that's messed up. Now that's just messed up, Schefter. Come on, man.
How about that?
Come on, man.
How funny is that?
I hope there's money on the line in that league. I mean, I would definitely be having a hissy fit if there's money on the line.
Would you really have an issue with that?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
That's pretty funny. Who did he drop?
No, I mean, listen, just about anybody out there could have looked at Antonio Brown's suspension and
figured it out.
He comes back right now. Maybe this would be a good time to pick him up.
It's just funny that Adam was obviously actively thinking about it before he put his tweet out.
It does feel extra suspicious, though, that it was Schefter.
That's good stuff. That's funny. We do have some Broncos news, and we'll have Mike Kliss on in a little bit, but I want to get your instant reaction to a couple of things. First, we are hearing that Sylvester Williams has been cut.
Okay.
He's expected to re-sign on the practice squad to make room for Draymond Jones, who's coming back. Care about that? Yes, no, big deal, not a big deal.
Oh, I don't have a huge reaction on that. Draymond Jones is giving you enough reason to feel optimistic about him that it's going to be good to see what he's got and see if he can contribute, help you out a little bit. Sly was just a little bit of a feel-good story. Nobody was really expecting a whole lot out of him. It doesn't really get me going either way.
Yeah, we'll get to Kliss because Kliss was asking Shelby Harris about how many times everybody's been cut on the defensive line. I mean, it is actually stunning. Shelby Harris has been cut 6 times. Mike Purcell's been cut 10 times. Deshaun Williams has been cut 10 times. And now I guess Sylvester Williams can throw that log on the pile.
Actually, when you hear a guy that's been cut like 6 to 10 times, there's something about him that actually makes him, like, there's something the teams like. Mm-hmm. Because if you've been cut 10 times, that means you're probably one of those guys that got cut 5 times in the same year by the same team.
Right.
And they're playing the roster manipulation game. They liked you. They wanted to keep you around, but they just got rid of you. Then they bring you back, and then they got rid of you.
The other big news actually comes from the Chiefs side of things. Sammy Watkins has been ruled out, but...
Yeah, we were expecting that.
Yeah. Mitchell Schwartz has been ruled out.
Okay.
How about that?
Good news for Denver Broncos fans. Mike Remmers will be manning the right tackle spot.
How about that?
So let's go.
It's exciting.
Malik Reed, let's go. Malik Reed, he's kind of looking nice here lately. He's starting to do his deal, starting to come on a little bit.
We watched a lot of film on Mike Remmers this summer because we went through every game of the Giants last year trying to, you know, get ready for Pat Shurmur. And Remmers and Solder had a forgettable season.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, Mike's he's a grizzled veteran, and, you know, I certainly understand the value that he brings to a football team, but any Denver Broncos fan could just think back to the Super Bowl and think about Von Miller winning the Super Bowl MVP pretty much one-on-one with Mike Remmers all game long.
I'm excited. It's a good thing. We'll hear from Mike Kliss here in just a little bit. But we have obtained, because Kevin and Richie are the best, we have obtained, thanks to our great texters, the Iron Eagle. Go Syracuse. The Iron Eagle call of the Daniel Jones run.
Go Jones fakes it. Now he runs. He's got a huge hole. 25-30. And there he goes. Daniel Jones stumbles down at the 15. He could not get there. Running out of gas. Jones had nothing but green grass in front of him. And that typifies what this has been all about. He is down at the 8.
Who's doing the color?
I don't know.
Who's with Ian doing the color?
But I mean, he's cackling.
That's the funniest part. Oh, we got to find out who the color analyst is.
Yeah, just straight cackling over
there. I mean, Ian had a great call, but Tony Boselli. That is awesome. At least Troy Aikman kind of bit his tongue a little bit. Tony, here, play that one again, Kevin. Throw that one in there again.
Jones fakes it. Now he runs. He's got a huge hole. 25-30. And there he goes. Daniel Jones stumbles down at the 15. Running out of gas. Jones had nothing but green grass in front of him. And that typifies what this has been all about. He is down at the 8.
We have a pretty good relationship with Tony Boselli. We might want to get Tony on at some point and talk about that. He couldn't contain himself. That is a riot, listening to Tony Boselli crack up.
He didn't even wait for Iron Eagle to finish the call.
No, he couldn't help it. Because it was that funny. It was instantly that funny. I mean, you know, they scored three plays later. Like, can you imagine if they didn't score a touchdown on that drive? Can you imagine if they had to settle for a field goal, there was a turnover, or some other crap happened?
Oh, people are saying it was Ross Tucker.
Oh, it was Ross Tucker.
I don't know. That's just what the text line says.
Not Tony Boselli. All right.
Both offensive linemen.
Well, whoever it was, they were hysterical. That was the best part of it. Well, good job, man. That was pretty funny. All right, Mike Kliss. Mike Kliss, you know, Mike does some interesting digging. We could ask Mike about the Garrett Bowles situation. We could also ask him, you know, where he was going with this defensive line of the Broncos. That was pretty interesting. And how the game actually sets up. That's next.
Here's the drive.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor. Nothing on me.
You got a nickname, the No Quit Gang, or anything like that? Is there a comment? What's that?
The Uncuttables. You came to the Uncuttables.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That was Mike Kliss earlier today with Shelby Harris on Zoom. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Kevin, I'm going to ask you to bring that music back up again because we're doing something today. Now, do you know the name who's doing this song?
No.
It's okay if you don't.
No.
Mike, do you have any clue what song this is?
A young Michael Jackson.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Actually, I'm kind of forgetting who this
is. One Direction.
Too. Is it One Direction? Jason Derulo. All right. Here's what we're doing today, Mike.
The pitcher? Okay.
That's right. The pitcher and boy band member. He did both. He was very talented. We are playing music from 2015 on the show today because we're trying to reverse the mojo. Because that's the last time the Broncos actually beat the Chiefs was in 2015. So that song was a big hit back in 2015.
I remember the game they won where they were down by a touchdown late and Manning had a nice 2-minute drive, tied it up, and then Brandon Marshall punched it out on Jamal Charles, and Roby ran it back. That was their last win.
That was nice it, win. That game, huh? Wow. And that was, and 20, then, that was 2015, Tyler, before you were on the team, right?
That yeah. might have been the week before I got here. A week or two
week
before
two.
I got. Was that week two? Okay, that, I got here in week four. That,
okay.
Yeah.
And then the start of the losing streak was Peyton was 5 out of 20 for, I think, 35 yards and 4 interceptions.
Got booed
and,
off the was, field.
Yeah. That was brutal.
Did he get booed? I don't remember that. I remember he got benched.
Yeah, he broke the all-time passing record, and then he got booed off the field like 10 plays later. Yeah, it was incredibly awkward.
Well, that was the weird game because he was already hurting, but he did not have the yards – passing yards record, because the week before, the Indianapolis Colts put together the strangest drive ever, like 6-minute drive from the 50-yard line to take a knee. Like, it's amazing it didn't end with some form of score or turnover or kick or something. I mean, who has a 50-yard, 6-minute drive to end a game? And it was because Tlaib poked that dude in the eye.
You can't poke someone in the eye. Hey, Mike, did you make Shelby mad today? Because I noticed you made Garrett mad yesterday.
I don't think so. I just, Garrett on the contract.
Yeah. You did your thing, man. I don't know. Why do these guys get upset with you?
Well, I don't know. What do they call it? My reputation precedes me, I think, sometimes.
I felt a little guilty on that one, Mike, because it felt like that's exactly what you and I were talking about, watching practice. And then you came out, and I loved it. Anytime you want to wear the black hat and be the bad guy, it's fine by me. But I don't think the question was – and by the way, we all agree that he was just fibbing on his answer, too, in terms of I'm just not thinking about it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't mean to be wearing a black hat or make him upset. I just I tried to present it in a way that he would roll with it, and he wound up not rolling with it. That's fine. You know, that's maybe it was a good answer. You know, that he said he's not. It might not have been a truthful answer, but a good answer.
Well, did you do any digging behind the scenes to? Is something going on with the Broncos and his agents?
No. Nothing is going on, although after we talked, I did check into it. The Broncos can negotiate a new contract for Garrett Bowles if they want to. It's not like the Justin Simmons deal. Just because they did not pick up his option doesn't mean they can't try to renegotiate a contract here with Garrett Bowles. But, let's wait a little while longer on that, huh?
How long? How long are you going to wait?
I wouldn't bother me if they waited till the off season, try to get it soon after the season, or, open up that window, before free agency, which by then they're usually gone. But, let's wait and see on Garrett Bowles here. And there's gotta be a first round left tackle rookie. Although you saw last night, Andrew Thomas was the best left tackle. You know, I think we threw out a lot of hot air on the offensive linemen, offensive tackles in the draft. And Andrew Thomas, I'm sure will be a good left tackle someday, but it's not now.
Wait, why can't Why can't the Broncos negotiate with Justin Simmons right now?
Because franchise tag players cannot till the end of the season.
Really?
Yep,
yeah, it's kind of the punishment that, hey, if you're a team and you franchise a dude, you can't find wiggle room. Tough luck on you. That moves to the advantage of the player.
Yeah, because next year, then the franchise tag, if the Broncos want to do it again, it's 20% more than this year. So it was 11-4 for Simmons this year. And even if that salary cap goes down $25 million, which everyone anticipates that happening, it's the cap is at $200 million this year. They anticipate it going down to $175 million. But if they want Jason Simmons back next year, they tag him again, it would be at $14 million. So Simmons Simmons has some room, definitely has some leverage come next year, and the Broncos will have to start there if they want him back.
Hey, the only reason I was advocating for them to think about Bowles is he will have options. If you do what you're on the same page with Tyler, by the way. Like, you want to see more. You're not that convinced. I mean, I totally get it. But at the end of the day, he's going to have more options. And I do think if you can negotiate with a guy during the season, they're just feeling better about the team during the season. As soon as the season's over and you're not there at the facility every day, and you're not with the guys every day, it's a heck of a lot easier to move on. So, hey, man, whatever. I mean, I'm not banging the table for Garrett Bowles. I just know it'll be tougher to keep him if you wait longer. That's all.
You can always tag him, though, right, Mike?
Yeah. I don't know if you can tag him if you decline the fifth-year option. I'm not positive.
Oh, really?
Another...
Oh, no, you can. You can. Yeah. But we did our research on that. It's only happened one time out of 59 guys. Once.
Okay.
And the reason why you don't know that, I mean, it's happened one time, is who would do that? Who would sort of misjudge their own guy?
Kyle Fuller.
Kyle Fuller's the only guy. And Garrett Bowles would be number two if that were to happen.
You know, I think the Broncos right now are in position where they developed this guy. You know, they invested the first round pick and therefore the first round signing bonus on him. So they put quite a bit of money, and then they invested 3 years of hard knocks, so to speak, in him. They're just now getting a little bit of reward. And even though they didn't pick up their option, I do think they're inclined to try at this moment. And they do not want to make a decision right now. But at this moment, if they had to, I think they would try to renegotiate or try to get an extension with Garrett.
Well, we'll see what happens. Mike, what's your pick for this weekend?
You know, I don't think the Broncos are ready to beat the Chiefs yet. I think they're a couple years away from being ready to beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs are the better team, I guess. Weather could be a factor.
Give us a number.
The Broncos are...
Give us a number. Give us a score.
27-17 Chiefs.
All right, Mike. Talk to you later. Thanks, pal.
All right. See you guys.
That's our guy, Mike Kliss from 9 News. Brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Well, we'll hear the status of the team from Coach Fangio. Tom McMahon is always a joy. We'll see who he needs to coach up better. Football at 4 is next.